inside me.
Jesus Christ. Lee's Diner. That's four down. Need two MS vehicles. What the hell happened here? Somebody run them over?
No, man. It was a fight. One guy took them all out in like seconds.
He's still in there. That's him.
Turn around, mister. You see your hands. Slowly.
Military ID. Expired. $38 and a toothbrush. But no home address. In other words, homeless. Aggravated assault is a second-degree felony in this state, Mr. Reacher. First name Jack, no middle name. You're looking at 10 to 20 years once those boys you beat out there are fit to testify. Process him. Get him to county.
Two things are going to happen in the next 90 seconds.
Excuse me?
First, that phone over there is going to ring. Second, you're going to be wearing these cuffs on your way to prison.
Well, that is one magnificent prophecy, Mr. Reacher.
That'll be a Major Turner of the 110 CID Military Police in Alexandria, Virginia. You and those boys out there made a mistake operating on land owned by the U.S. Army.
What are you talking about?
Kidnapping illegals. Selling them. MPs are on the way now. If it were up to me, I'd just kill you. It's just gonna keep on ringing.
Sheriff Raymond Wood.
Guy you didn't count on.
Army 110, Sergeant Leach.
Major Turner, please.
One moment, please.
This is Turner.
Major S. Turner?
This is she. Who am I speaking to?
It's Jack Reacher.
No kidding. Well, it's nice to finally speak.
Thanks for tipping us off to that sheriff.
No, I wanted to thank you for helping me out of a tight spot.
Well, isn't that what Army folks do for each other, Major?
Ex-Major.
Oh, once a Major, always a Major. Where are you calling from?
Outside Independence, I think.
You're not sure?
It doesn't really matter. I move around a lot.
So I've heard.
What else have you heard?
Oh, come on. You're a legend around here. Some folks still wonder why you left.
Let's just say up one morning and the uniform didn't fit.
United States Army 110, Sergeant Leach.
Jack Reacher for Major Turner.
Hold on, Major.
Reacher.
How's my office?
I'm sitting here now. Yet there is this big dent in the desk, and people say you made it with someone's head. Is that true?
Not my finest hour.
You're not in trouble again, are you? I've heard you have a way of finding it. Or looking for it.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe I owe you dinner for what you did.
Oh.
Dinner? Well, it took you a while to come to that conclusion.
When you're coming to D.C.?
I'll get there eventually.
Well, then I won't hold my breath.
You're not saying anything.
I'm deciding whether I'd like you in person.
Which way are you leaning?
On the fence.
Not sure you could handle me.
I'm not worried.
Well, worry. Just a little. Take care of yourself, Reacher.
Reacher for Major Turner.
Major Reacher. Sergeant Leach. We've spoken on the phone. Welcome back.
Just Reacher. I'm a civilian now.
Yes, sir. I'll take you out.
I'm sorry. I was looking.
Come in, Major. Sam Morgan. Please, come in. Come in. Have a seat. Heard a lot about you.
Stopping by to see Major Turner.
Oh, well, that's a problem. Major Turner's been relieved of her command.
I spoke with her a few days ago.
She's been arrested. Court-martial's pending.
On what charge?
Espionage. I'm assuming her duties until a replacement is assigned. Something I can help you with?
No. Just personal business.
You know each other from back when you were CO here?
No, never met.
Sorry to give you the bad news, Major.
Ex-Major.
Sir, I wanted to warn you.
But?
Order not to. Colonel Morgan, directly.
Maybe you should warn me now. Speak freely, Sergeant.
Major Turner is an excellent officer, sir.
Has she been assigned an attorney yet?
Order not to give out any information about that, sir.
Understood. Always follow orders, Sergeant.
Sir.
Just curious, who's your DI in boot camp?
Sergeant Breen, sir.
Now say, if Sergeant Breen were having legal troubles, would you be able to recommend an attorney for him?
Oh, yes. Definitely. I'd recommend Colonel Moorcroft over at Fort Dyer, where the high security prisoners are confined, sir.
Colonel, you're the assigned counsel for Major Susan Turner. I'm Jack Reacher, former commander of the 110th.
I was wondering when you were going to show up. Major Turner requested under no circumstances are you to be granted visitation privileges.
Why would she say that?
Maybe she read your file. Anti-authority, anti-social.
Anti-lawyer.
Did be dead.
Excuse me?
Says here you never paid child support.
I'm not a father.
A woman named Candace Dutton begs to differ. She contacted the Army seeking compensation for her daughter. Samantha Dutton. She's 15 now.
It's a mistake.
They usually are. Mother's got two priors, prostitution, possession. The kid's been in and out of foster care her whole life. Any feelings about that?
About foster care? Life sucks.
I meant the kid.
I don't have a kid. I've never heard of Candace Dutton. I'm here about Major Turner. What evidence do they have?
A hard drive containing classified information found at Major Turner's residence. The inference being she's selling secrets.
And that's it?
What do you want, a picture of her wearing a burqa having drinks with the Taliban?
What did she tell you?
Can't talk to her until tomorrow. Public safety exception.
And you accepted that?
Where'd you get your law degree?
It's possible you were once a good lawyer, Colonel. But what I see is a tired life who will do anything not to endanger his pension. Let me know when you remember what that uniform stands for.
Supposed to do this. I'm getting hungry.
Just be patient.
What do you think he's eating?
Shut up.
New gun?
Yep.
It's nice. Makes your hands look big.
Hey, you like big hands? Put one of these in your face in a minute.
Hey,
carry on.
Hey. Where'd he go?
I don't know. Maybe went to the pizza.
You're supposed to be watching him.
What do you think? I've got eyes in the back of my head. How's it going? Don't. Show me. Throw him back. I don't like being followed.
I don't like being followed. On the sidewalk before. And in the market.
You're a little thief.
You a cop?
I look like a cop?
Narc, maybe.
You know a lot of narcs.
It's the haircut.
Thanks. I did it myself.
So, you're looking for something weird. See ya.
Are you Candace Dutton's daughter?
What'd she do this time?
Nothing. I'm an old friend.
Yeah? Well, she's not into doing that kind of thing anymore.
It's not what I meant.
If you're looking for my mom, I don't live with her.
Who do you live with?
You were right, Major. I am tired. But I'm not stupid. Sergeants Mirkovich and Sibeli. 2 weeks ago, Major Turner dispatches them to Afghanistan on an investigation. They file reports daily. 2 days ago, they're both found dead near Bagram Air Base. Shot at close range.
The next day, Major Turner's thrown in prison. What do you know about Parasaurus?
Parasaurus. It's a big military contractor. Why?
I don't know how they're involved in all this, but they've been following me since I got here. Whoever killed Mirkovich and Stabelli wanted Major Turner isolated. I think they're going to kill her, too.
What are you talking about? We have no idea if any of these things are connected.
We need to get her out.
And might I reiterate, she does not want you involved.
Do it now. I'll call you tonight.
People question the value of enhanced interrogation techniques. Enhanced interrogation techniques don't work. Torture, on the other hand, works very well. Attorney-client privilege goes back to the earliest days of the English common law. It means that Major Turner told you in confidence a great deal about what you learned from her investigation in Afghanistan. How much did you tell Jack Reacher?
We didn't talk about that.
Of course you did.
No. We talked about 10 minutes.
10 minutes is a very long time. As you were about to learn.
Jack Reacher? Colonel Morgan was wondering if you had a few minutes.
You don't remember me, do you? Anthony Enston?
Nah, he was still CO when I got here. Held back my promotion for 6 months.
Why'd I do that?
Because you were a hard-ass prick who said I jumped to conclusions.
I'm sure I jumped to conclusions.
Have a seat. You're under no obligation to say anything, Major.
Next, Major.
Upon leaving yesterday, did you attempt to contact Major Turner? Did you confront her attorney, Colonel Moorcroft, at Fort Dyer at 1100?
You told me not to say anything.
I said you didn't have to say anything.
Yes.
Yes, you confronted him?
Yes, I understand. I don't have to say anything.
For the record, you did confront Colonel Moorcroft yesterday. Can you state your whereabouts last night between 0130 and 0500?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I understand. I don't have to say anything.
Note for the record, the Major has an injury to his hand not present during yesterday's meeting.
We're done here.
At approximately 0230 this morning, Colonel Archibald Moorcroft was beaten to death.
You're my attorney.
Lieutenant Sullivan, how do you do?
You are hereby charged with the murder of a judge advocate general.
Where was he killed?
In his apartment.
Off base.
Yes.
This is a civilian matter. As a private citizen, the Army has no jurisdiction. Turn me over to the D.C. police.
You're familiar with Article 10.75 of the Military Code? An officer with your security clearance remains subject to recall in event of emergency.
You agreed to it when you signed your discharge.
Welcome back to the Army, Major. You're under arrest.
BA 211.
Hello,
Stand there. Don't move.
Pass for prisoner transfer.
I'll file for disclosure. They'll turn over whatever evidence they have on you.
There won't be any evidence.
What are you talking about?
They killed her investigators. They killed her lawyer.
Evidence suggests you killed Major Turner's lawyer.
They're going to kill her, then they're going to kill me. For all I know, you're part of it.
Hey, listen, dickhead. You're the one accused of murder. You want to show me a shred of evidence? I'll defend you till kingdom come. Otherwise, go to hell.
Apologize. Got low blood sugar.
Excuse me?
I didn't eat this morning. I feel lightheaded. Could you get me something from the officer's mess? Sandwich, maybe?
Open the door, please.
Done here.
Ma'am, these men are here to transfer you.
Who are they? I asked you a question. Who are they? Are you going to answer me?
These men are here to kill you.
What?
They killed Moorcroft.
Wait, what?
Last night, in his apartment, and now they're going to kill you.
Soldier! You know who I am. I need you to stand down.
You've been relieved of command, ma'am.
No time.
I'm being held here without cause. It is your right to kill. That soldier was under my command.
We don't have time for this.
Get his badge and his papers. I left explicit orders for you to stay away.
Orders? You ordered
me? Yes. I knew you'd do something like this.
Don't make me regret it.
Espen, what'd you do to him?
He'll be fine.
This is insane.
Does this mean dinner's off? Act angry.
I am angry.
Prisoner transfer.
Lieutenant Sullivan, coming in.
Open BA 211.
Hey, wait a second!
Move!
Keys.
What kind of car would my lawyer be driving?
A black sedan.
Clear!
So now I'm a fugitive from justice.
And a traitor to your country. Don't forget that.
Why do I feel like you're enjoying this?
You have a very interesting way of saying thank you.
Were those men really going to kill me? Thank you.
Nice job.
Oh, his ass is mine.
Next up, one of our vehicles has been hijacked, L-67.
All units suspects traveling, MP vehicle L-67.
Primary is Jack Richard, white male, 40s, considered armed and dangerous. Secondary is Major Susan Turner, female, wearing military fatigues, white, age 34.
Really? Shut up. We need to ditch this car and get into my email.
All right, people, let's go. Let's go. Where the hell are they? Specialists, have the state troopers called back yet?
On it, sir.
All right, has anybody heard from the Capitol Police? Anybody, anything, a location, something?
Is there still an internet cafe around here?
Pennsylvania, North Street.
Let's take us there, please. Should have gone to Afghanistan myself. Markovitch and Sabelli were my responsibility.
The job is about giving orders.
You ever lose anyone on your watch, Reacher? My men weren't killed by the Taliban. They were shot in the back of the head with slugs from an Army-issue 9mm. By one of our own. I'm gonna find out who did it.
What are you guys doing over there? Are they looking for?
Weapons. Thousands of weapons decommissioned during the drawdown. Hopefully no one's gone missing. Hey, I like your hat. You Nats fan?
Yeah, from the beginning.
They arrested me the day after my investigators were killed. The time difference, they might have filed another report.
They locked me up so I wouldn't see it.
Sir, she's trying to access the system.
Give me that location.
Yes, sir. Pennsylvania and North Street.
It's Morgan. Ready to go to work, soldier? We've located them. They're at an internet cafe, Pennsylvania and North Street. Get it done.
Whatever Markovitch and Sabelli found out got them killed. By who? Shit. They locked me out. I know. Just give me a second, okay?
Dave,
try this one more time, okay?
Dave, we'll know this location. You should get it.
The bus stop on the other side of the park.
Not a cop. It's a pro.
Where?
50 yards. Black coat, brown hair.
There. They made us.
Maybe. Restaurant.
Hello. Meeting someone in the back.
Everybody out!
Let's go!
Out!
Smoke!
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 got this door.
Military police.
Sir, I need you to drop your weapon.
Listen, I know.
Sir,
I know
what it sounds like.
I'm putting my weapon down. Listen to me. I'm military police. These two are fugitives of the United States Army.
Yes.
Are you saying? I'm turning around.
Place your hands behind your head.
Okay. Now. My identification's in my right front pocket. Will you just check it? Just check.
Got our signals crossed. He's good. We'll get him next time. Now I admit being a little jealous when we talk. Go where you want. Eat when you want. Nobody telling you what to do or how to do it. It's definitely not the Army way.
Exactly. Take a look at that registration.
Parasource. You think that guy in the kitchen was one of theirs?
Freelance.
It's my guess.
This Reacher guy is interesting.
You have no idea. They ran out of medals. So don't make this a competition.
Too late.
Sure you can handle him by yourself?
I can handle him just fine. Prove it.
Cream? No.
Right sizes. Good eye.
Spent the rest of our cash. It's time we stopped running and started.
start hunting. Morgan.
Catch you at a bad time?
I hope you're calling to turn yourselves in.
I don't know your role in this yet, Colonel. I'm guessing money. I promise you I will find out.
Nobody's going to find anything.
Not even in Major Turner's email? Find it yet?
Nothing to find.
You're not looking hard enough.
Why don't we check my field reports?
It's not dependent before it breaks the bone. It takes longer to heal.
Locked. Need the code.
1209 pound.
Markovich and Sabelli's field reports. What else you got on here, huh?
You think you're invulnerable?
Almost done uploading.
There are ways to get at you, Reacher.
Got it.
Thanks for all your help.
Okay, Markovich and Sabelli did file a final report. Warlords. Okay, here we go. The last man they spoke to was a contractor named Daniel Prudhomme. He oversaw weapons transport, said he was evasive, and he disappeared.
This is Leach.
This is Sergeant Green, your old DI. Remember me?
Sergeant Green, so good to hear from you.
I'm here with a friend of yours. We need a favor. There's a military contractor called Parasource. Think you can ask around, find out what role they played in Bagram.
I might be able to do that.
Also, there's a Parasource employee named Prudhomme. We need his whereabouts.
Prudhomme. Copy that.
And Sergeant, carefully.
Sir, yes, sir.
Reacher. Reacher. You're not a cop.
I'm not.
What's military police? It's different.
But You stole this car.
It's complicated.
Where are you taking me?
We don't know yet.
Hey, do you have a phone?
Why?
Give it to me.
I left it in the apartment where you kidnapped me.
We didn't kidnap you.
Kidnapping is a federal offense.
Look at me, kid. There are people out there who want to hurt you.
I feel sick.
Stick your head out the window.
It doesn't open.
Hey, when was the last time you had something to eat?
I don't know.
We need to get her some food.
How long have you been drawing?
I don't know. Why?
Just asking.
They suck.
Whatever you say.
Pat and Herb were these two nice old hippies. I'd want to kill them.
You've had a shock. Body's pumping adrenaline, cortisol. They call it fight or flight. It's gonna take a while to calm down.
Here.
I can't eat. I'm pumping adrenaline.
No, Clay, she'll be safe.
What does that mean? I'm not going to a stupid school.
They have a dress code. This is what they wear there. I know the headmistress. You'll be safe there.
Headmistress? What is it, a convent?
Do you want to live? Do you?
Yes.
Then you will go where we say and stay until we say it's safe. Do you understand?
You're very intense. You know that? Yeah, I understand.
What are you doing here?
Reacher has the girl.
You were supposed to take care of that. You people. You take off the uniform and lose all discipline. How did he find her?
Exactly. How did he?
How would I know?
When he was here earlier today.
You're watching me now? Who the hell do you think you are?
What did you give him?
What are you talking about?
What did you give him?
I don't have to be interrogated by the likes of you. He came in here with that bitch and threatened me. I gave him nothing. What's so funny? We hired you to clean up this mess.
You're right. He touched his phone, didn't he?
So?
That means his prints were on it.
I mean, really, if I had any other choice, it should only be for a few days.
You know how we feel about you here at Pembroke, Susan.
Well, thank you.
So nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Show me what you feel. You are not a camera. What do you feel about these hands? Are these nurturing hands? Have they held children? Do they carry pain?
Welcome to Pembroke.
Hi.
I'm Olivia.
And I'm May.
Carla.
Come sit with us.
Where'd you go before this?
Different places.
Travel's really good
for college applications.
Have you taken the PSATs yet?
May! Oh my god, your earrings! Where'd you get them?
Oh, thank you. Actually, my dad brought them back from New York.
My parents promised me some intense retail therapy when we were in Paris for Christmas.
Wow, Paris.
Yeah, it's good.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine Christmas?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Eiffel Tower. Yeah, it's three times, girl. Aren't you going to see?
Madrid.
Just a
very gracious.
gonna do fine. You know, I don't want you to worry.
What are you doing?
You said you didn't have a phone. How many times you use this?
In my life?
Let's go. Get your things.
There's nothing. Just one person.
Excuse me. We have to go.
Thank you.
Nancy, give me one second. Hey, what the hell is going on?
She was texting.
Shit, what's wrong with that? Come on, they can trace us. Come on, let's go.
Get in.
Place changed my life.
Sorry about the phone.
Go.
Get some digging about Paris first. Some of their boys got into trouble in Afghanistan. They've lost some big government contracts. Word is they're in financial trouble. Why does he get to have a phone?
Hold on. You need to be quiet. Okay, sorry. Daniel Perdome. Keep going.
The contractor her guys talked to, he lives in New Orleans. He disappeared right after he was interrogated, hitched right back home to his wife and kids. New Orleans is Paris Force's home base. They know he's back and they're looking for him.
We're going to New Orleans.
Sir, something else.
Yep.
Colonel Morgan was killed.
Your prints were found on the murder weapon.
Appreciate your help, Sergeant. We need to find Perdome before Paris Force gets a hold of him.
There's an airport at Norfolk.
We need credit cards.
And IDs.
American Express, Visa, Discover. Daddy is so happy with my SATs and extracurricular activities.
He's taking us off to New Orleans. Unless you want me to shut up.
You little shit.
No.
Want me to do it?
No.
Jan jacket.
Yeah.
Sorry, excuse me. No problem.
If you're seated in an emergency exit row, please review the responsibilities for emergency exit seating on the back of the safety information card located in the seat pocket in front of you.
I'm not gonna puke.
Good.
So, how long have you been in the Army for?
10 years.
Oh, wow. What's your rank?
Major.
So, if you give a guy orders, he
has to obey. Like, fast.
Yeah?
And if he tries messing with you, you know, like, all kinds of moves, right?
Fuck you.
Oh, that's a badass. Can I learn some?
Sure.
You're not married, right?
No.
Are you gay? I mean, it's totally cool. I know tons of lesbians.
No, I'm not gay.
I thought all lady soldiers are gay.
Well, some are, some aren't, like out in the real world.
So is Reacher your boyfriend?
No.
Friends with benefits?
No.
You mean no, you don't want to, or no, he doesn't want to, or no, not yet, you guys haven't really... All right. I see how it is. My dad was military.
Really?
Never met him. He left before I was born.
And where was he stationed?
Around D.C., I guess.
What was his name?
Candy won't talk about him.
Candy?
My mom.
Oh.
Just says he was a big hero and a total asshole.
We're beginning our descent, so if you need to stretch your legs or use the lavatories, you should do it now.
I'll be right back. Contractors go to the same barber.
Took two more of your pieces off the board.
They were the B team.
What were you, J-Stock? SEAL team?
Something like that.
When'd you get back?
I'm not sure I ever did. Don't you miss it?
Not a bit.
I think you do, Drifter. It's people like us. We can never go back to the world.
And the people around us get hurt.
Please turn her to me.
Walk away now and I won't hurt the little girl.
You coming to New Orleans?
Not thinking about it.
Look me up.
I will.
Wait.
No, you're going to tell me what's going on. When the first chance I get, I'm going to scream or grab a policeman.
Okay, look.
We're protecting you.
I found out that...
But you don't...
Can you stop?
Just...
Some people were stealing from the government.
Stealing what?
At this point, the less you know, the better.
Bullshit! I got us the credit card, okay? We wouldn't have gotten on that plane without it. They're after me, too. Why?
You need to tell her.
They think you're my daughter. That's funny.
You're not my father.
How do you know?
Well, why would you think you are?
Because your mother filed a paternity suit with the army claiming I was.
All we have available is a lovely two-bedroom suite, $350 a night. Will that do?
Yes, can I pay cash?
So are we going to take a DNA test?
A little busy right now.
Gotta tell you something. You're going to get angry. This whole thing is my fault.
How's that?
I was the one who made her file the paternity thing. Thought maybe she could get something out of it. Money. Child support. Help her get her life together. She's doing better since she got out. Got a job. She could get a little house. You're mad. I can see it in your face.
I'm mad?
Yes, you are. They think I'm your kid, so you have to worry about protecting me.
So?
So I don't want to be here, so you don't want me here, so I should just leave.
Okay. Where are you going to go?
Our dinner date.
Champagne is still chilling.
I knew you were the romantic type. So, Reacher, after those phone calls, what exactly did you think would happen?
I thought a nice dinner, maybe some wine.
And after dinner?
Back to your place, maybe.
As opposed to your seedy motel?
Never underestimate the charm of a seedy motel.
You can see the appeal.
What do you say we look for a seedy motel once I find Perdomo?
I'll go with you.
Only one of us should go.
So I'll go.
Now someone needs to stay here with her.
What? Because I'm a woman? I should be the babysitter?
I don't know how to be the babysitter.
You think that I do?
Yes.
You know, I've had to put up with this crap my entire career. Forget the dickheads. Think that it can palm me. It's every male officer who thinks that he's smarter,
you've been relieved,
tougher, and more capable
command
than I am.
And
I am the commanding officer here.
You are fugitive from military justice.
So are you.
So we're both criminals. I'm going. It's a bad idea.
I told you people I don't know where he is, okay?
Ms. Bernal, I'm an MP.
He's done with all of that.
It's for his own protection. He needs my help.
Yeah. Well, he needs all the help he can get. That's for damn sure.
Does he have any friends? Places he hangs out.
Any place there's dope is where?
You have a photo.
Yeah. You can burn it for all I care.
Good evening.
Followed me in here. That was a mistake.
And you didn't think we were watching the wife. That was a mistake.
Maybe.
So how do you want to do this?
How about one at a time? I get a baseball bat.
Where's Turner?
Really? If you were going to kill me, you would have done it by now.
No, we're not going to kill you. Not until you beg for it. And you're going to beg. Left or right?
Turner's going to call me in 2 minutes. If I don't answer, if I don't pick up, if I sound distressed, she's in the wind.
You're bluffing.
Go for it. Now you're wondering how you're going to make me talk without tipping her off. You can't torture me. You can't kill me. And you're definitely going to have to kill me.
Give me the phone. Wait. Toss it over.
Fellas.
Oh!
told you people, I don't like being followed.
You're good, Jack! Killing you isn't gonna be enough, though.
So I'm gonna take back my promise about not hurting the little girl.
Never gonna happen.
Sure it is. One day, she'll be walking home from school. Or she'll be out on a date. Or hanging out with her friends. And you won't be there to protect her.
Okay, so let's try it again. This time I want you to take the gun and hold it lower in your chest. Okay, you're holding it a bit too high.
Okay,
so grab it. Yep, bring it low. That's right. Now step out and rotate. Nice. Good.
Yeah. I'll reach her. Check this out. Ready?
Yep. Grab.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, trust me. If all you have left is that move, just assume you're dead already.
That's good. Let's try again. We're going to add a kick to the balls into it, okay?
Welcome to New Orleans, Captain. I'm Lieutenant Kudrow. We're here to help any way we can.
What do you have on?
The guys on the plane were ex-military. Beat up pretty bad.
Do we know what they're working for?
Claim to be unemployed.
Yeah, right. I want their bank records, service records, foreign travel, gun registration, car registration, how they like their eggs, their favorite flavor of ice cream, and I want it yesterday.
Sure, yes, sir.
She's great. Spoke to Prudhomme's wife. Turns out he's a junkie. She didn't know where he was. But she gave me a photo. Are you more upset that I treated you like a woman? Or that I treated you like a man?
I'm upset. I didn't deck you. I should have been the one to go talk to her. I could handle myself. I would have done better.
Maybe.
Appreciate the apology.
Is it really so important that you make every decision?
Oh, God, you're such a dick.
You know... Okay, I'm used to working alone. I'm used to being alone.
Obviously.
I'm trying to apologize.
Go on.
What do you think we should do?
Don't patronize me, okay?
I'm asking your opinion.
Well, we could go to the VA.
Which is the first place Parasaurus will look.
How about the local MPs then?
Will arrest us in a heartbeat.
Okay, what is your plan then, Reacher? So you don't know what to do. You're like something feral. You've got their scent in your nose, and all you want is blood. You still don't get it, do you? They killed my men, took away my job, my life. I don't want them as bad as you. I want them more. Could you go see if she's up? She gets some breakfast. Figure out her next move.
What do we do with the kid?
The kid has a name.
I know that.
Why are you so tough on her?
It's a hard world. The sooner she knows it, the better.
You don't think she knows that already? Reacher, what if she is yours?
And I should have been there 15 years ago. Sam?
I'm out.
No, she's not here.
I'll go get dressed.
And go where?
Did she say anything to you?
She said she should leave.
What's up?
Where were you?
Out. Are you crazy? I was just trying to help. How were you going to help, huh? You guys said Prudhomme's a junkie.
We never told you
I
that
Prudhomme... I heard you guys talking. Some dude on the street said there's a place in the Ninth Ward where homeless vets hang out. Some old warehouse. People talk to me. It's a thing.
Do you have any idea how dangerous it was?
I told you I can take care of myself.
15 years old, people are looking for you, okay? They are looking for us.
Hurry, I just pick out the alpha guy.
And what, he's supposed to protect you?
No, I give him shit. Strong guys don't hurt you. The weak guys do that. Strong guys always have little sisters. Or they want one. I don't know why, that's just how it is. I'm really tired.
I can't do this.
That was really stupid.
I know.
Please don't ever do that again.
Go find Prudhomme. Excuse me, sir. Can you look at this picture, please? What about
well,
you,
folks
sir?
Call it the Ninth Circle of Hell. If he's a vet,
okay, thank you.
It's where he's going to be.
Thank you.
I have money for Daniel Prudhomme.
How much?
More than he needs.
Well, how much?
You know Prudhomme?
It depends.
It's a simple question.
What do you want with him?
I told you, I want to give him money.
You are Daniel Prudhomme, right? Specialist Daniel Prudhomme.
Yes, ma'am.
You work for Parasource. Now, you spoke to two MPs, Sergeants Murkovich and Sibeli. They interviewed you in Bagram.
No, no, I never heard of them.
Sergeants Murkovich and Sibeli! Murkovich had a 6-year-old daughter. Sibeli's wife is pregnant with their first. Now, Murkovich, tell me what happened.
She'll kill me.
She'll kill you.
No, we'll protect you. You have to tell us all of it.
Air Sources ordered truck convoys out of Bagram. We just ran security for the base. All I had to do was just lie and say all the weapons were all accounted for. They gave me a shitload of money to keep my mouth shut. We leave it enough shit over there now to start another war.
Parasource was selling off the weapons instead of bringing them back to the States.
What went wrong?
Warlords want to renegotiate. Parasaurus says no. Next day, we're driving through those poppy fields. The whole convoy just lit up. I was scared shitless. Army had to send in a search and rescue. Three search and rescue dudes get wasted on the way. Two of the dudes I knew, man.
What happened after you gave your statement?
Nothing. I told him everything. There was this guy. He worked for Parasaurus. He told me not to worry, that he'd take care of everything. Next thing I know, I hear they've been killed. I went AWOL. I just drive back to the States. I was a dead man if I stayed. I started shooting up over there. I figured if I just get myself home, you know, I get myself right.
But you didn't.
No.
More shit in the streets of Nautilus than they're making in Afghanistan.
Something's wrong. Numbers don't add up.
What do you mean?
Why put huge government contracts at risk while selling U.S. Army weapons on the black market? Parasaurus is smarter than that.
Yeah, he's smart, all right.
What about on our end? Didn't anybody check to see the crates were empty?
Probably some dumb guy like me.
We need to get inside one of those transports.
Plane leaves Bagram every Friday at over 600 hours.
6 hours to Frankfurt. Rest, refuel, 11 more to get home. Jesus, that's 10 o'clock tonight.
Now, you gotta tell me that was worth it, sir.
Oh, hey, where you at, Chief? Oh, you know, you're one fine muffaletta.
No, thank you, ma'am.
Wait a minute, I have no money.
Not today, darling.
Okay.
Not today.
Well, it's his loss now.
Go on now.
All right.
I have my wallet.
Yeah, I think you're good.
All right, I got my wallet.
You do it?
Just like we negotiated.
Well?
Done.
Make the call.
Is that you?
No, sir, it's not me.
Who is this?
I have a witness who can exonerate me.
He has to live first.
Why don't you come in? We'll talk about it.
Will you guarantee his safety?
You're not in charge anymore, Major.
Neither are you, apparently. Operatives have been ahead of you this whole time.
Who are those guys on the plane, hmm? Who tried to kill me in my cell? Here's a name for you. Parasaurus.
There's a couple more names to think about. Baghdad. Basra.
It's not our first rodeo, is it, Captain?
You think I want to be in this position, ma'am? I have a job to do, and I'm going to do it.
I'm going to take a leap of faith that you don't have anything to do with this.
Look on the back of the phone, come alone, and make sure you're not tailed.
DeGoudreau to Espen.
This is Espen. Go.
We ID'd those boys on the plane. Paid by a shell company out of the Cayman Islands. Traced the bank accounts back to a big military contractor named
Parasaurus.
Yeah. How'd you know that?
Never mind. Give me everything you can on Parasaurus, and I mean everything. Look, I'm on route to pick up a witness.
We'll send back up.
No, stand ready. 2 minutes out. Wait for my signal.
That's not procedure, sir.
No, that's called an order. Region knows the game. If he smells heat, he'll bolt.
All right, we'll stay 2 minutes out. What's the address?
Nickel Street Wharf. Aspen out.
Nickel Street Wharf. No witnesses.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot, man! Don't kill me! Don't kill me! I'm here to help.
You're the witness?
Yeah, I'm the witness.
Where the hell are you?
You got what you need?
Not good enough.
I suggest you listen to what he has to say.
I can help.
Okay.
Let's go. I like stories. Tell me a story.
Halloween Marathon. Is your costume ready for tonight's parade?
I'll cover.
Officer down. Nichols Wharf. Still wanted for murder.
That's right. I'm a stone killer. That's why I saved you.
Did Prudhomme give you a statement?
Most of it.
Sibeli and Merkovich were your friends.
That's right.
Parasource ordered their murders. They also just tried to kill you. They've been providing insurgents with weapons.
Hell, you're gonna need more proof than the word of a dead junkie.
And you're gonna help us get it.
Here, put the cuffs on. Take us into custody. Just get us on the tarmac, Parasource, in 1 hour.
I need you to jump to a conclusion here, soldier.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay, here's what we got. 6 months ago, Parasource loses government contracts worth over $1 billion. They're bleeding cash and the banks want blood. But now, all of a sudden, they start paying back their creditors.
How much money can they be really making selling weapons on the black market? An M4 is, what, $5,000? A rocket launcher's half that. That's nothing compared to government contracts.
So where are they getting the money?
help you?
Hi, do you have room service?
I'm sorry, I see you pay cash for your room. I'm afraid we can't provide incidentals without a credit card.
Just hold on a second.
You do understand that the parade is coming and it may take a while.
I'm so sorry. Visa okay?
Sir, we got a hit on one of the stolen cards. Hotel Dauphine, 1018 Royal Street.
It's the girl.
I warned him.
Captain Anthony Espin, 110th Military Police.
I'm going to have to call this in.
They're unloading the crates. We've got to get in there. What's the drill, Major?
Drill is... you enforce the law. Seatbelts, please.
Carter?
Major.
Down. That. What is going on here?
You in charge of this operation?
I'm General James Harkness. I run this company.
We have probable cause to believe a crime has been committed.
And you are?
Major Susan Turner, 110th Military Police.
The Major Turner who's wanted by the MPs for espionage?
You mean these MPs?
These crates are supposed to contain weapons belonging to the United States Army. In fact, you sold them to insurgents, and these are now empty.
Do you know who I am, Major?
Yes, General, I do. You're the man responsible for the deaths of two of my men. Now open up those crates before I grab you by your hair plugs and bitch slap that smug look off of your face.
What does the manifest say is in there?
AT-4 rocket launchers, sir.
Open it.
Open it.
That one. Open it.
Open it.
Open that one. I said open up that crate.
Open it. Lieutenant, do your goddamn job and place this goddamn woman under arrest.
sorry, Major. You're gonna need to come with me.
You're right. The numbers don't add up.
Sir. Sir.
Stop that man.
Reach.
Stop that man. Stop him. Take him down. Now.
Deep breath, son.
Now the numbers add up. Get him out of here.
Hello. Good evening. I'm looking for a man, a woman, and a little blonde teenager.
So sorry, I don't think I could help you with that. I'm
looking for two adults and a little blonde girl. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to keep.
Sam.
Preacher, it's him. He's here.
What?
At the hotel. Hurry.
Preacher. Sam is gonna wait. Sam. Sam.
She's not in the hotel. She's in the street.
How do you know?
Because that's what I would do.
I'll go this way.
Reacher, let's finish this. Just you and me.
I'm gonna have some fun with your pretty little girl.
You're not my little girl.
Is that fear I hear in your voice, Jack?
I'm gonna break your arms. I'm gonna break your legs. I'm gonna break your neck. What you hear is excitement.
Hey, you! Get out of there! Come on, right now!
Nice try, Jack.
I found a way to hurt you like you've never hurt before.
Source is done. Harkness is in custody.
Congratulations, Jack. And really, I don't give a shit.
Shut up! Shut up!
I told you this would happen. You said this was about you and me. Put the gun down.
Okay, okay.
If I put down the gun, you let her go. My life for hers.
No!
I like it.
Deal, Jack. It's okay, Sam. Look at me. It's okay. It's the only way. It's okay.
I'm going to put the gun down now. You know what this means? It means we're dead already.
Over here. Kick it over here.
Reacher, look here. Right here. Can you walk?
Sure.
Dude, you jumped off a building.
I know.
Did it hurt?
Yes.
Did you see how high that was?
Can we possibly have this conversation some other time?
Funny, you came here looking for one girl and you ended up with another. Let me know how that goes.
I still got your number.
Bye, Reacher. Thank you.
see you back, Major.
Thank you, Captain. New t-shirt.
Shut up.
Thanks for coming. So, Reacher, are you my father or not?
I guess we'll see when your mother gets here.
Sure, you recognize her?
I tend to remember the women I sleep with.
But who says she'll remember you?
Thanks a lot.
You're not my father.
Why do you say that?
See that woman over there? The waitress who's refilled your coffee 3 times? That's her. Neither of you had any idea who the other was. All along.
No, you didn't.
I'm sure you're relieved.
Not really.
Just gonna go.
That's right.
Don't you ever get lonely?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
You can call me when you do.
Keep that up because you're really good at it. You're really good. You're gonna be okay, kid.
See you around, Reacher.